become a comedian, which is two of the same fucking thing. Give it up for Miranda Yarber, everybody. Come on.
Republicans keep trying to deregulate and deregulate till government just gets so small that it can be shrunk just inside one's uterus. And so I've decided, you know what? I'm going to play Republicans' game. I'm going to incorporate my uterus. I mean, I can do this. I'm its sole proprietor. And I'm super excited because about this uterus incorporated because the Supreme Court has established that corporations get rights to freedom of speech. And believe me, my uterus has shit to say about this president. Of course, Republicans would find a way for the uterus corporation to only get 80 cents on the dollar out of corporate tax cuts. But what can you do? I don't really understand why even in blue states, I'm a magnet for Trump supporters. This guy came up to me the other day in a bar wearing a Make America Great Again hat and sort of looked like he used the word summer as a verb. And he said, you know sex? And I was like, yeah, I've heard of it. You know, I've read about it in books. It's not playing as large a role in my life as it used to. But he said, well, you know, it's like pizza. Even if it's bad, it's good. Are you saying you're like the Papa John's of sex? I mean, maybe that's better than being the Little Caesars of sex, but like, there have to be better ways to woo women. And then he starts proposing fluid exchange, and at that point, I had just fucking had it. I mean, I'm wearing a pussy hat, you voted for Trump. The only fluid exchange that would happen between us would be your blood on my hands. And I think you're gonna find that suboptimal. But if you want to talk about bleeding, I am thinking about incorporating my uterus. Yeah, then he friended me on Facebook, and so I don't know, maybe he's like a masochist or something, but masochism is more my thing, so I don't really think we're a match made in heaven. My shrink told me that he thinks I'm a masochist, and I was like, I beg your pardon? And he said, well, I mean, who do you get push notifications from on Twitter? I was like, well, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz. Okay, fair point. I know this will shock you all, but I'm single. But I have cats, though, so it's okay. There aren't any single liberal cat lady stereotypes, are there? Just checking. My mom has a lot of theories about why I'm single, mostly coming down to astrology, because I'm from Berkeley. So you're Sagittarius, he's a Cancer, Cancers are needy, Mercury was in retrograde on your first day. What good is that going to bring you? Wait, so you're saying that, like, in addition to vetting politics, music taste, and liking my cats, I have to research the fucking planetary alignments before I decide to have a beer with someone? Mom, go back to your tarot readings or Wiccan hexes or some shit. But she's an Aries moon in Scorpio, so she has her quirks. So I was really depressed after my last relationship, and I was really sad, and I said, you know, you can do so much better. Find someone better for you. And then the motherfucker did. I was sad, and then my friend suggested I try Tinder. So I whipped up a profile, started swiping through, and then a few minutes later, I found my psychiatrist on Tinder. Found my shrink on Tinder. Is anyone envious of this? I mean, I didn't know how to swipe. We don't have any established shrink on Tinder etiquette. I mean, if we both swipe right and we go out, do I get a copay wage? Because I'm kind of short on cash right now, and there'd be an alternative solution to this. I mean, so I swiped right, because I didn't want to be rude. He didn't. What the fuck? I mean, I thought, does he swipe left for all of his patients, or was it just me? I thought we had a good thing going, personally. I had just talked about how I don't really get along with my dad. This was great time to date someone who was a little older and more nurturing. I mean, I'm not the most confident person in the world, but this just brought up a whole new wave of insecurities I had to fucking process, ironically, in therapy. I mean, does he not like Woody Allen? Does he not like Bruce Springsteen? Have I been pouring out my heart and soul to a Republican? That would be suboptimal. And It was kind of fun that this whole thing happened, because then I could whip out, so, 44, never married, no kids. Now, why do you think that is? Make deflection great again. But then the next session, it was kind of awkward, because it's like, what do we talk about? So he was a little quiet, and I said, penny for your thoughts. Okay, fine, $200 for your thoughts. And then he said, I think you should try looking at some self-help books. Is that how shrinks break up with their patients? I thought shrinks were supposed to be good communicators, not just often sending me off to the self-help section of Barnes & Noble. It was kind of fun that this whole thing happened, but the problem was that I would always know in the back of my mind that our therapeutic relationship began with an act of rejection. I'm Miranda Yaver. Thank you very much.
Miranda Yaver, everybody, come on!